Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we actually want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And let me tell you, you guys are in for an amazing treat this week. We're incredibly blessed to have a couple joining us that have really figured out how to do this as a couple and with children at the same time. And you know what? Through their trials and tribulations, they've gone on to become an Isagenics millionaire. They're 6-star Golden Circle, 2-star Crystal Executive, Isagenics millionaire number 202, and for the country of Australia, number 22. So it is my absolute privilege this evening to welcome to the call none other than Jackie and Adam James. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. It's fantastic to speak with you today, Warren.
G'day, Warren. How are you?
Hey, good day, mate. I can't wait to get back down there. I mean, it's a treat. I know the Australian celebration is literally less than a month away, and Arlene and I are so excited to be coming down again and being able to be part of it.
Yeah, we're absolutely pumped with our 10-year anniversary here in Australia this year, so it's going to be huge.
It is going to be huge. Now, before we jump into all that great stuff about how you guys have built in a matter of 4 years to Isagenics millionaires, which is what we all want to hear, how about we roll back the clock of time, basically 4 years, and how did you and Adam actually get exposed to Isagenics in the first place?
So a great mate, Scott Wood, his health had always been that step above mine, and Scotty rang me and said, "Hey, I've just started this program. I feel great. You should give it a go." And I didn't think I could get any healthier. I was vegan. I didn't drink alcohol, didn't have coffee. And so I kept saying to Scott, "No, mate, I'm Superman already. I can't see it benefiting me. So no, 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 and no." And then it was the 13th time Scott rang me, and he said, "Hey, Ads, you know, I'm loving this. I am helping people feel the best they've ever felt, and I'm actually getting paid some residual income, some part-time money." And I said, "Right, Scotty, how much did you earn this week?" And he sent me the figure, and I said to Scotty, "You got my attention, mate. I'll give the products a go, and if the products work, then I'll start sharing them."
Well, I understand, Adam, at the time, you were running a large sort of food distribution company across Australia. So you were already going pretty full tilt. And as you said, you were vegan, you were eating well, you were exercising. So I get it where it really wasn't that appealing to you. But your buddy Scott, I mean, he also was in tremendous shape. I think he got a little bit more chiseled. But it was really the fact that he was truly creating a residual income stream that caught your attention.
Yeah, Warren, I felt that an extra, both Jack and I felt an extra $300 a week into our family would make a massive difference to us and just give us those extra few choices that we hadn't had for a very long time. Although we both worked hard and earned good money, everything we seemed to do just kept things bent. So, you know, this was an opportunity for us, and this is how I saw it, for us to start to make a difference in our lives, in our children's lives.
Right, because I understand at the time, Jackie was an executive assistant to a CEO in a marine biology field. So, like, both of you were professionals working, but you do have a son and a daughter, and yeah, I mean, it's interesting how life just sort of happens and the money we earn just sort of gets consumed. I mean, it does.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we all, during our life, you know, I read a book by Tim Ferriss and before our working week, and so my mind was always open to, you know, what's the opportunity that's going to present itself that will really make a difference. And when the wealth side of Isagenics was shown to me by Scott that night, really my mind started to wander and go, imagine, you know, if through this we could make a difference.
Wow. So you truly came in because of the financial opportunity with Isagenics. And what I'll tell all our listeners is the only reason we have such an amazing financial opportunity, as you said, to create that extra 300 or 3,000, whatever it may be, per month for you or per week, the reality is it's because of the products, the fact that these products do change the quality of one's life, that there is such a great financial opportunity. So, okay, Adam, so you jumped on board. I already know Jackie was very skeptical. You jumped on board. What was your product experience? Let's start with that and then share with us how you finally got her on board.
Yeah, so in my 30 days, I did it over Christmas, and I lost 4.5 kilos and 14.5 centimeters off my body. And for the first time in 20 years, I actually started to see my abs. And, you know, that was enough for me to be smiling, jumping up and down. And how Jackie got involved at that time is Jack was, busy, but she'd force the kids into bed of a night. And she'd sleep 10, 12 hours and then wake up as though she hadn't slept. And, you know, my favorite question to ask everybody, and it started with Jackie, was, hey, Jack, is what you're doing currently working? And, you know, Jack, you had to be honest at that time.
I did. I was an organic whole food crazy head. I really was, and thought I was doing, well, I was doing everything by the health book. And friends would have looked at me as being the epitome of a healthy person. But I was absolutely exhausted, and you know, I think Adam recognised this, and despite my scepticism, because I'd seen his results, and because of that, I mean, really, Warren, it really did come down to that question when he asked me, you know, if what I was doing was working. I honestly had to answer him no, and so his words were, "What have you got to lose? You've got nothing to lose with giving this a go. We've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. You've seen what it's done for me. Just please give it a go." And that's where it all started for me.
Wow. So it really started during that, your 30-day experience. I mean, you got to love it when your husband all of a sudden ends up with chiclets in his abs. I mean that's a beautiful thing. But I mean, so you watched him for about 2 months. And then you reluctantly, because there was a money-back guarantee, you agreed to try the products for yourself. So what was your experience during those initial 30-day program?
Yeah, well, I stayed pretty quiet with the benefits I was receiving from the products. Look, I don't know why. It was just one of those things where I thought I'd be the right, you know, the one that was in the right and potentially would have been sending the box back at the end of the month. But by the end of the first week, I noticed that I was sitting up on the sofa still 10 o'clock at night and not in bed by 7:30. And, you know, by the following week, I was waking so refreshed in the mornings without my alarm. That was just unheard of. I remember distinctly day 15. It was like a cloud just lifted and my mental clarity was just amazing. And it really started to show up in the workplace as well for me. You know, I was in a busy role supporting a CEO and I had to be on point all the time. So I noticed the improvements at work, not just personally. And, you know, I shed a couple of kilos. I really didn't do the program for weight loss. I've always been fairly tall and lean. I did it more so because of that sheer exhaustion. And that completely turned around for me. And by the end, or really by halfway through, Warren, I was an absolute raving fan of the program myself.
Wow.
I still didn't talk about it to anybody because it still had the network marketing stigma attached to it. And, due to my antiquated views, you know, from poor, you know, bad experiences with network marketers over the years, I just wasn't going near network marketing and near the business. that wasn't for me.
Okay, and hey, that's fair, and I'm so grateful you're sharing that, because, I mean, this is a little bit different than a lot of other individuals joining the industry. I mean, one, a lot of people in Isagenix, especially on the Take Action team, I mean, a lot of our millionaires came in purely as product users and then transitioned, and it seems like Adam, he was certainly open to the business opportunity. However, you were very, very skeptical. You wanted nothing to do with this industry, this profession. Yet, during that initial month, it sounds like you had some profound results, like sleeping better, more energy, better clarity of thought. I mean, there was all of a sudden a lot of cool things happening, and it wasn't the fact that you dropped 8 kilos or 10 kilos. It was the fact that, I mean, you felt it, like, within yourself.
It was absolutely life-changing for me. I mean, Adam often jokes with people and says he got his wife back, because it had that much of a profound change to our household. So from there I continued using the products for probably about 5 to 6 months, and then I'd organically shared the program, so people saw the shift in energy. Remember, they didn't see a change in weight, because for me that wasn't the thing. They saw a shift in energy. They saw me with their eyes aglow, and they wanted to know what I was doing. So if someone asked me, I would tell them, and they would kind of want to get started or want some information, so I'd then provide it to them. It was on this particular day when my boss let me know that he was basically letting go of a number of staff the following day. Not to worry, my job was going to be safe, but that I may well need to take a month's unpaid leave coming up in the next couple of months. And that for me was not, that just couldn't happen. That was going to put a lot of pressure on our family. On exactly the same day, a girlfriend who I'd been coaching through her program said to me, "I cannot believe the results I've just received after 12 days into this program. And by the way, you are brilliant at this. Why aren't you helping people full time? You should do this." And it was kind of like one of those moments, you know, where do I cross that line in the sand now and make a choice to make a change? And I decided that was going to be the case. So I remember that night coming into Adam's office and saying, "Look, this is the situation at work. This is what my girlfriend Emma's just told me. I'm really believing now that this is something I need to do. And I'm sick and tired of, you know, listening and having to take on board what my boss tells me to do and what I can and can't do, when I can, you know, when I asking permission, so to speak, to go and, you know, see my kids in their sports and all that sort of thing. I'm sick and tired of having to, you know, be at the bank, beck and call. And, you know, sick and tired of every decision the government makes is affecting us financially. You know, I no longer want to be tied to any of that anymore. I really am serious about building a wall of financial security around our family. Are you in?" And Adam turned around with a big smile and he said, "I'm in, let's do this." So that's where the building really started, didn't it? And from there on, we started with weekly launch parties with our beautiful neighbours, Stephen and Maren, who had also seen the business opportunity. The rest is history, Warren, honestly.
Wow. That's pretty incredible, the fact that it's almost like the stars lined up. Here you were with your job that you were very committed to, and then you have one of your individuals that you shared Isagenix with, you went through her transformation, and she's going, "Why aren't you doing more of this?" And it just sort of like the universe was on purpose. And now at this point, you and Adam are really locking arms and starting to build this together. I mean, you're truly starting to build it as a couple.
That's correct. And remembering that, you know, we had young children who, particularly one of them in fairly elite sport, lots of activities going on and both working full time, it really was, Warren, working in the pockets of our days. like literally, you know, making a call during a 15-minute break I might have had through the day, you know, working an hour or two each night, doing weekly in-home sessions and things like that. So we were very committed, very, very committed, and working very effectively with the time, the little time that we had.
Now, I think that's so important because so many individuals view this industry, this profession, that, you know what, I don't have enough time to do this business for. I mean, I just are like, I got a full-time job, there's kids, all this. Yet you and Adam both had full-time jobs. You both had kids, one of them in elite sports. I mean, you were constantly on the go. And I think what's a huge nugget to share is the fact that you guys did build it in the pockets of your time. And I've heard many people say it, but that's literally the truth, that you would sneak in a call during a 15-minute period of time where you had the opportunity to do so, and you were literally just leveraging the times that were available, yet that was enough to build your business to what kind of level doing it like that?
Wow. We would have gotten to... Where else have you gotten to? That's a great question, Warren.
Well, we built it over that time, or the next 6 months, to really the start of 2014. We were 2-star.
Okay.
So,
which
know,
is
which is
still great income. I mean, a 2-star, that's 20 cycles a week, times that by 60 Australian dollars. Mm. I mean, you're at 1,200 a week. I mean, that's pretty darn good. I mean,
It did. It really did for us. And, you know, that was way out earning my wage, my salary, by the time we got to that. So that was just brilliant for our family. Brilliant.
Now, a little bit building as a couple, because I know many of us, Arlene and I included, I mean, there's times when you're sort of tripping over each other, as you try to, like, just sort of figure, okay, Adam's really good at this. Jackie, you may be great at the follow-up and hand-holding. I mean, share with us a little bit some of your biggest takeaways as far as building as a couple and sort of leveraging each other's strengths, because there's so many of us that are just doing that. We are building this business as a couple. And sometimes one of the couples, no different than you, Jackie, are a little reluctant to get started. I mean, you're standoffish. It takes a while to warm up. Can you just share a little on that?
So I'll start off and say we attempted for about a week to work off the same desk. And Warren, if you can picture this,
a big disaster.
Jackie is a neat freak, and I have stuff everywhere. Jackie just has these quiet tones in her voice that makes everybody feel sensational, and I yell down the phone. So at the end of that first week, Jackie went out to meet a friend, and by the time she got back, I had moved her into another office.
So we were in a much better position work-wise. We worked out being separated and just having that little bit of extra privacy, you know, with the noise levels, etc. And look, I must admit, you know, Warren, I used to listen into Adam's conversations sometimes and be hanging over his head saying, "You didn't say this, you didn't say that," but you know what? The way he was doing things was just fine, and it was his style, and it was just us, I guess, you know, working it all out. And it took us a good 6 months to work out our strengths and where we should be focusing on as individuals in this business. In all honesty, I think it probably has taken us just under, or maybe about 18 months to really smooth things out and be working as a really well-oiled machine. And, you know, Adam has exceptional, you know, strengths with the business side of Isagenics, you know, with the team building, you know, those sorts of communications, reporting. Whereas we found that my strengths were more so in the getting people started and coaching them through and, you know, working on that retention side of things, I guess, through communication with the people in our downline. So that's kind of where we work now. We both do prospects each day, and we both do follow-up, and we both pour greatness into our team.
Okay, but okay, hang on. Whoa, 2 seconds, because yes. you're hitting on some great points there. So initially, you realize both people working in the same room clearly wasn't working for you, and Adam moved you into a different room, and you guys still worked together on it, but you had your own space, which, you know what, Adam, Arlene would be all over that, because I tend to have the bigger booming voice, and my desk is organized chaos, where I think Arlene and Jackie are identical. She likes everything just organized. So I so relate. But a little bit with your, with, like, how did you guys, and I just want to just try to pull from you, what were some of the things where, you, I know you said you became better at coaching, and Adam was more talking the business and maybe getting people excited about that, but is there some things where you sort of, how did you get to the point where you're figuring that out? Was it through literally having conversations with each other and saying, hey, Jackie, what do you want to do? Or what do you want to do, Adam? How did you guys arrive at that? Because, again, so many of us out there are trying to arrive where the two of you are now, where you guys are working together most of the time as a fine-oiled machine. I mean, it's driven you to Isagenix millionaire status. And, again, huge congratulations there. But can you share a little bit the little bit of the nuances of how you sort of discovered each other's strength as far as building this this network marketing business?
Yeah. You know what, Warren? It still amazes me today that we've reached this milestone, and we've done it through failing forward and through all the messiness. Because it has been messy, haven't it, Adam?
Mm.
And, you know, we've learned along the way. They say you can earn while you learn. That's exactly what we've been doing. What do you say to this point?
So, Warren, you know, in the last 3 or 4 months, we've been looking at, you know, the people that Jackie was coaching and then the ones I was coaching, and which one of us had better retention and the reasons why. And Jack sticks to that new associate checklist like the person's life depends on it. And so, you know, Jack will use each and every line where I was skipping over stuff in my mind saying, oh, I know that. And so, you know, that's one of Jackie's key strengths is, you know, the way she communicates that checklist to all the new cleansers. And so
Adam, let me just interrupt there. So, because you said something really important, is it sounds like you took time to really analyze your results, where you said Jackie would take them through the new associate checklist, and she was hitting all the points where I'm a lot like you, Adam. I mean, I'm missing it. Yeah, they got it figured out. I figured it out. They can figure it out. And when you actually took time to reflect, and this is where I really wanted to get, is you guys paused long enough to grab a breath and just really analyze the results the two of you were creating. And I think that's what more of us need to do. That's what Arlene and I need to do. And you know what? It isn't just that you do it once. I think it's something that, you know what, if you took time to sort of reflect every quarter and just slow down a little bit. What I've found over my journey is when I'll slow down a little bit and it's sort of do the reflection, do a little bit of strategizing and setting some intentions, our business tends to grow so much more than when it's just like full steam ahead. A lot of times you may be a little bit off course more than you're going towards your destination. And I think that's so important that, and I want to congratulate you for that, is that you did recognize the importance of just slowing down and just really analyzing the results the two of you are creating together. And then sort of you're conquering, like you're and dividing, right? You're what Jackie's great at. You let her sort of run with more, and what you're great at, Adam, you're sort of running it with a bit more. And I think that's just absolutely tremendous.
Mm. You know, Warren, what we've been very fortunate enough in this journey to see is, you know, some at events we've been to, we've seen some great leaders, and they share some absolute nuggets with us. And so, like Michael Klaus in the plan, do, review, repeat, you know, it just makes sense. And so, you know, I look at the success of the people that have gone before us, and although we have our own style and the way we run our Isagenix business, you know, taking those nuggets and having that analysis and how we can use it or not makes a big difference for us.
Yeah, I think it's made doing this business so much more enjoyable for us, Warren. And, you know, it really, I think to get to this sort of, you know, quarterly analysis, so to speak, you've got to be dropping your ego about things. You've got to be really honest with yourselves. And you've got to also talk about what do you enjoy and what don't you enjoy. And where can we find a balance with that, you know, because, life's not perfect. Everything's not going to be enjoyable every second. So how can we manage that and work this out between the two of us? And I really do feel that we've just found that very happy medium now.
And you clearly have. I mean, your results are speaking for themselves. So now you mentioned early on that in part of that reflection that you guys did analyzing your business and your people that you were walking through their initial 30-day cleansing system, you paid attention to who was getting better retention. And I would love you, I think, Jackie, to delve into the things you do to really increase retention amongst your team, because I believe that's more your strength than Adam's. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I was picking up, girl. So would you be willing to share a little bit about it? Because, I mean, retention's key. There's no point sharing Isagenix with 10 people, getting them started on their journey, and then 2 months later, 9 out of 10 are gone. I mean, you're really spinning your wheels. So you want to share a little bit about what you found that's worked really well as far as maintaining retention on your team?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically when I first begin with a person, and I'm talking about before I've even enrolled them, I'm very much getting very up close and personal with where their health is at currently, and then getting them to talk to me about what their desires are for their health in anywhere between, say, 4 months to 12 months. Where would they like to see themselves? So already I'm kind of getting them to pre-frame where they wish to see themselves. From there, I like to use the Chris Harder strategy with, matching their budget. It basically becomes a choice that they're making that is fully in their control. They are making this choice for themselves to get started. And so they understand from the beginning, this isn't just a 30-day, hey, presto, magic wand, everything's fixed. So they're looking already long-term. And then once I've enrolled them on their chosen pack, and I very much, you know, make that clear, it's their choice.
It's usually the president's pack, though.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully with e-shops, at least. And then, you know, I'll take them through the new associate checklist. And I follow this to a T. In particular, the section on their personal goals, I'll take them through again. I'll get them to talk me through it again. And then, of course, why they want it. Now, I usually find something that they can become even more emotionally attached to that they desire for the near future for themselves. So whether it's an event they're going to, whether it's bringing it to their desire to play more with their children because at this time they don't have energy, whether it's a dress they want to fit into that they haven't been into for years, you know, something like that to really get them attached, you know. And I actually let them know straight away that there are going to be ups and downs, and that this is your why. This is what's going to help you get through those moments. So expect them to happen. So there's no hiding that there could be downs and hurdles along the way.
You give them the heads up that on their journey to, and I love how you did it. You're setting them up with a 4 to 12 month goal. So it's not as if, hey, get on the program, drop a kg and you're done. Yeah. You're setting up the goal 4 to 12 months down the road, how they're going to be feeling, and you love to tie it into something that's meaningful to them, be it being able to jump on a trampoline with your child, be it whatever it may be, but you like to tie it into something for them to work towards.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, and I really paint the picture that you just can't focus on this as just a 30-month journey. Look at everything that you've done before today. Can you honestly tell me all the years, you know, of food that you put into your body, of the stresses that have happened to you, that you really think in 30 days it's going to be fixed? You have to give yourself at least 16 weeks. Then we head into the Isobody Challenge, by the way, from there. But I like to say, like to set them up with a minimum of 16 weeks. And, you know, I know that if I can get them to 12 months, they're isolifers. That's what I believe. So I really talk to them about this being a lifestyle, and that really the first 30 days are just the initial stage of that lifestyle. It's setting them up for the lifestyle.
That's huge. That is so huge. And that, now I see why you have such strong retention, because, again, as you said, it's not about the 30 days. It's about a lifestyle with all these benefits, and you get them to buy into that, which is tremendous, absolutely tremendous.
And I think as well with the new associate checklist, you know, we've got the section on there where we sort of lead into you share, they share, repeat. And I absolutely love that area, and I hope that everybody's using that when they're introducing new people to this system. You know, you couldn't get an easier way of going into talking about the compensation plan with people, you know, discussing with them. I know I've seen this happen with so many people where they have the most incredible results, and I want you to be prepared. People will ask you what you're doing. So I need to set you up now with how to respond to that. And then I'll let them know about those points, okay, whether or not they choose to pass the person on to me and I can help them out for them just as I'm helping them. Or would they like to earn some money, you know, to help pay for their products? I can help them do that too, okay? That's working together as a team, though, and I make that clear from the beginning. You know, or if there's more that they wish to look into with the business, I'd certainly love to be a tour guide for them with that. So I make that all very clear from the beginning, but it's all comfortable and calm. There's no rah-rah. It's just when you're ready. So no pressure.
Mm-hmm. And I think people really appreciate it. I mean, clearly they do. Clearly they do. Now, I know the other thing that you guys have been very successful at is leveraging the Isoderby contests to really create momentum amongst your team. Do you want to speak on in that a little bit?
Yeah, so, you know, other than being some of the most fun trips we've been on, you know, Isoderbys are there to definitely help people build their business. And, you know, that short period of time where, you know, as a committed team, you work together, you help, you know, those new people coming in to start to get their products for free, sharing with others. You know, I remember one Isoderby, I think we're in something like 20 position with a week to go. And, you know, the six of us just got together, head up, and we ended up going into fifth spot. I think we did 260-odd points in the last week. And the business for the six of us just, you know, it was fun. It grew. It set up the next stage of our development and, you know, inspired so many of our team.
Just creates so much excitement, and it can be really fun working as a team and just encouraging and spurring each other on. So we really, you know, believe that derbies are such great value to get involved with. And we encourage everybody in our team to do that.
Yeah, Warren, one of our team just came back from Ice Derby Borneo, and they finished the number one team in Australia and New Zealand. And the stories, the photos, the magical moments of watching orangutans, you know, Isagenix as a company makes these trips lifetime memories and unbelievable. And, you know, when you've got some people that have never been outside your native country to go on these trips and earn money and have fun doing it all at the same time, it's priceless.
Yeah, we're very, very grateful for everything that Isagenix does and puts together for us. It's just amazing. And, you know, you would never see that in the corporate world, that's for sure. Amazing.
Well, the other thing is how the team so comes together. I mean, the Take Action team, whether you're Australian, Canadian, American, and I mean, we have a big group that's ramping up in the United Kingdom. I mean, we really come together as a team and support each other, but I would say predominantly Isagenix as a whole, and I'd put a huge thank you to Jim and Kathy Cooper, because it does come from the top down, is the fact that it really doesn't matter whether we're upline, downline, or crossline. Predominantly, we all sort of work together to support each other, because guess what? There's over 6 billion people on the planet that need what we have, and the opportunity is just so huge right now. Where I actually believe in the next 36 months, you're going to see Isagenix more than double. I mean, we're talking about tacking on an extra $1 billion in sales in the next 36 months. And I just know the two of you are going to be a huge part of it. I think, Adam, you're heading actually over to the UK in the next couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yes, I'm heading across there. I didn't do it when I was 18 with a backpack, so I thought maybe this is the time I could go on an adventure.
And what an adventure it'll be. I mean, it, guys, I just really want to wish you continued success. I mean, the two of you are one an amazing couple, but more so, you're also just incredible leaders on the Take Action team and in Isagenix as a whole. And you've transformed thousands and thousands of lives, and I just really want to thank you for making such a difference and just really like leading by example, because you guys are a huge bright shining light for others to follow, and I just really want to say thank you.
Warren, we want to thank you too, and it's such a huge honor being asked to come on to the Take Action call today. And we especially want to thank you and Arlene for all your support to us and our team and everybody here in Australia and New Zealand. You know, with the leadership events that you've run and these calls, which just add so much value to our learning. And we just really appreciate it. So thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you.
Three and a half weeks.
We can't wait to see you at Celebrations.
Well, yeah, 3.5 weeks. And you know what, Adam, maybe you and I will need to do another call together very shortly after you get back from the UK. And maybe you and I, maybe Jackie will interview you and I, and we'll share our insights on just what's going on over there, because, oh, my goodness, they're so fired up. It's exciting. But you know what, guys?
What happens in the UK stays in the UK.
Oh. Okay.
No, you know what? I think I'm interviewing you guys. That's cool. I love to do that.
Jackie's going to torture us to tell it, share, and we will. We know you will. But, guys, it's been an absolute treat. I know it's already Valentine's Day in Australia, so happy Valentine's Day to the two of you. And I just want to say thank you so much. I know we've been playing tag. You went millionaire a few months back, and we just haven't lined it up, and it was just sort of like, we got to get this done, because you guys so deserve the recognition for your tremendous achievement. And again, I just want to say thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Warren.
Thank you.
You bet. And if anyone wants to get a copy of this recording, there's a few ways you can do it. You can follow the Take Action team on Facebook. You can go to takeactionteam.com, and literally just subscribe to the email there, and Katie will send out the recording every week. Or the third way is to download Podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C. Download the Podomatic player, follow the Take Action team, and every week when we publish the podcast, it'll just download to your phone. So if you're working out and just getting in better shape, guess what? You can listen to some of these amazing podcasts like Jackie and Adam or Michael and Lynn or Herb and Patty or Jimmy Smith. There's so many great recordings out there. And again, it's a tremendous way to build your business by learning as you go. So with that, everyone, have an absolute spectacular week. And we'll talk to you soon. Good night, everyone. Take care.
Good night.